Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. This week, we're featuring five winners of the annual Senior Superlatives. Chris Martin from SUNY Plattsburgh took home the Best Smile honor for letting us in on the secret world of plant sex.
Look around the room at most social gatherings, and you are likely to notice something about sex. I'm speaking, of course, about the fact that human beings come in two genders, male and female. In fact, this is how things are for most of the species in the animal kingdom. In the plant kingdom, however, things are quite different. More often than not, plants are co-sexual. That is, each individual plant has both male and female organs, with each of these producing either male sex cells, sperm, or female sex cells, eggs, all on a single plant. The rare condition in plants is when they appear as we do, with some individuals in a population having just male or staminate organs and others bearing only female or pistillate organs. This system is known as diesy, which literally means two houses, and it results in the fact that in a dioecious species, where males and females live apart, there is no way for a single individual plant to reproduce by itself. The male plant is dependent on the secure delivery of its sperm cells in the pollen grain to a female plant of the same species, her stigmas ready to receive this pollen and facilitate the transfer that will lead to the fertilization of her eggs. Something like 5 to 10% of the flowering plant species on Earth reproduce in this manner, with all the rest enjoying the reproductive assurance of being able to make more of themselves even when another mate is nowhere to be found. So if the ability to self-produce works for so many plants, why would diesy and the obligation to find another mate have evolved and be so widespread, occurring in dozens of unrelated plant lineages from hollies to willows to cannabis? Turns out that one potential downfall to being able to fertilize yourself is, well, that you can fertilize yourself. Diesy might just be a way to avoid the pitfalls of becoming inbred. And in the plant world, where you can't get up and go and find a mate, this is one of the few ways to take reproductive matters into your own leaves.
That was Chris Martin of SUNY Plattsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Let's talk about sex.